Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Kathy, listening in New Richmond, Wisconsin. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Patrick. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome.
Thank you. Patrick, I'm a 78-year-old grandmother of 26, and I want to thank you for bringing me back to the church. It was because of you and Relevant Radio that I'm now back in the Catholic Church, and I am so thankful.
Oh,
but
wow.
I have a request.
Yes.
My husband is going through cancer screening, and I would like a prayer for him. We've been married 61 years.
Wow.
And I feel like I don't know how to pray hard enough.
Well, let's do that too. Before we do that, may I ask you a couple of questions? First of all, you made my day times a million. Thank you. What was it? Was it listening to Relevant Radio, or what happened exactly? And where were you? And how long were you away from the church?
50 years.
Oh my!
And it was listening to your show in particular. And I've tried several times to get on, but the lines were always busy. But I just wanted to thank you for giving me back this wonderful gift.
I
cannot tell you how much it means to me.
I am speechless. And I will say this. Anything good that you receive from this program comes from above. It comes from God. So if he can make use of Balaam's donkey to get some work done, he can make use of old Patrick Madrid. So I'm grateful to have played a role in it, but it's really God's grace that works through Relevant Radio. Kathy, what were you doing for those 50 years when you were wandering in the desert?
Well, my daughter married a Lutheran pastor, and so I would oftentimes go to church with their family.
Mm-hmm.
It was just I had an unfortunate experience when I was younger I worked in a Catholic hospital, and it just really affected me mm-hmm. so strongly that I just couldn't go back then to the church. It was just a horrifying thing. So I'm so at peace now, and I am so happy, except for this cancer that my husband has.
Mm.
And like I say, we've been married all these years, and I just can't imagine life without him. We have
yes.
these 26 beautiful grandchildren. We've truly been blessed. But I have been lacking something, and the lacking was my faith in my church.
That's beautiful,
Kathy.
So I
thank you, Kathy, again.
When did you come back home, Kathy?
I came back 3 months ago.
Beautiful. So I can only imagine that receiving our Lord in the Holy Eucharist at Mass must be a great consolation for you.
Oh, it is. It's awesome. It's beyond words.
Beautiful.
It's beyond words.
Well, let us pray, all of us together as a family here at Relevant Radio, and everybody listening will pray for your husband right now. What is his first name, Kathy?
Jim.
Okay, for Jim, we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you are the just judge, holy and true. You are the Most High God. You give us life. You hold all power in your hands. You are the Mighty One from God, who carries the world and is ruler over all the earth. Lord Almighty, you love us so much. You were sent from the Father, sent to save us from destruction. We truly can never make it to heaven without your help, because you were sent to help us. Lord, you are full of mercy and grace. Please forgive us our faults. Lord, in you all healing is performed. You are the miracle worker. Lord, you are the miracle worker for the sick, for lost souls. You forgive us and save us from condemnation. You cleanse us and make us born again new. You give us a clean heart full of peace. You are the Lord of light. You are the vine, dear Lord, and we are the branches. You carry all knowledge and power. You, Lord, are our medicine. Your words, Lord, are truth and life. Help us as we put our trust in you for the health and well-being of Jim. You, Lord, are the greatest physician. You heal, you protect, you care, you love. You are kind, you are patient, you are thoughtful, you are strength. You know our thoughts, our sighings, and our cryings, and every hair on our head. And we ask you, Lord, if it be your will, that you heal Jim and give him and his wife many happy years together, again, if it be your will. And we pray all this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I can assure you, Kathy, we'll continue praying for you.
Thank you,
and for your husband, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you for your insights and the education and the wonderful way for which you help us.
Well, you're so kind, Kathy. One quick question before you go, if I may. How did you stumble across this program? How did you find out about it?
My granddaughter married a Catholic, and she went to the church, and she said, you know, Grandma, I know you're struggling, and I think this program would help you. I think you would hear good things instead of negative things, and it worked.
Beautiful. It worked. Please thank your granddaughter for me. I owe her a debt. So thank you, Kathy. God bless you, and welcome home. What an awesome story. You see, let's just step back for a second and take stock of what we are doing here every day, you and I together, as we share time each morning. I know you're on your way to work, or you're getting the kids ready for school, but just think about what this program and all the other programs on Relevant Radio, just think about what it means to people who may not even realize that they're searching for something until they find it when they stumble upon this program. It's one reason why I love to encourage everybody I meet to put the Relevant Radio bumper sticker on their car. Or to remember how all the time I'm saying, hey, go to the show page, go to relevantradio.com/Patrick and send the link to your friends, that kind of thing. This is why, because you never know when you recommend the show to somebody who might be in such need of that. And it will actually fix everything for them the way it did for Kathy. God bless you, Kathy. All right, quick time out. We'll be right back. My number is 888-914-9149. You can dial that number now. We have some lines available. I'll be right back right after this.